at the top, Michigan residents are wary of government at all levels, but have more trust in local elected officials than those at the state and federal levels. That's one of several interesting findings in the latest installment of Michigan State University's State of the State survey. The new poll, overseen by one of our next guests, shows the percentage of state residents who trust local government most of the time exceeds the percentage who trust state and federal government by a more than 2-to-1 margin. Now, to go over more findings and to explore what they might mean, we're joined by Dr. Charles Ballard, director of the State of the State Survey. Charlie, hi.
Hi.
And by a University of Michigan colleague, Tom Ivacco. Tom is the director of a related survey, part of U of M's Michigan Public Policy Survey, which makes for some interesting comparisons. Tom, welcome to Current State.
Thank you, Mark.
Charlie Ballard, give us the basic framework of your survey. What were you trying to learn and from whom?
We ask a sample of about 1,000 Michigan adults, so it's the whole Michigan public, and we ask this once a year. We have a survey 4 times a year, but once a year we ask these questions about trust in government. And we ask for federal, state, and local, how do you feel about trusting the government to do what's right? And it's not a focus group. We don't specify what's right, and so people can give a variety of answers. The categories that we give are trust them always or most of the time, or some of the time, or seldom or never. So what we found for the positive category, nearly always or most of the time, we found that 39% trusted the local government. That number is only 19% for state, and it's 15% for federal. And the ones who trust local government who give the high category, the almost always or most of the time, they outnumber the ones who give the low category, seldom or never, for the local. But for state and federal, more people give the category than the thumbs up category.
Well, 39% is still not really that impressive of a number necessarily, even for the local, and they end up looking pretty good.
It's not a fabulous trust. Then there's another 40% who say some of the time, the bland middle-of-the-road category. So local looks kind of so-so, state looks worse than that, and federal looks a little bit worse than that. And so we see generally a sort of a wariness of government, but less mistrust in the local government. And that makes sense. The local government, you know, the city council or the township supervisor is somebody you know, whereas state government, that's often far away Lansing, and then federal government is often even farther away Washington, D.C.
So familiarity doesn't always breed contempt.
Not always.
Sometimes it's an advantage, is what it seems to show. Tom Ivacco, please explain to our listeners how your work figures into this.
At the University of Michigan, the Ford School of Public Policy, we have been conducting a survey of Michigan's local government leaders. It's somewhat modeled on the State of the State survey, but rather than interviewing citizens, we're interviewing the local elected and appointed officials all over the state. We take a census-based approach, so we try to contact all 1,856 of these jurisdictions. So that's counties, cities, townships, and villages. And we try to get responses from both the chief elected official and the chief appointed official. So city mayors and city managers, county board chairs and executives, township supervisors, and so mm-hmm. on.
And one striking finding in your work is how much less trust local officials have in the federal government than the larger public.
Yeah, this, in my eyes, is pretty eye-opening. Only 6% of these local government leaders across Michigan say they trust the federal government nearly always or most of the time. So whereas the State of the State survey found 15% of citizens feel that way, only 6% of local government leaders feel that way.
That is a jaw-dropper.
Isn't it?
I think a lot of people. I mean, what's been the response to that when you share that data with people?
Well, this show, Current State, is the opening salvo in getting these numbers out.
Oh, okay.
So your listeners will you know, give us the first indication.
So the public's trust is arguably low, but local government personnel even less.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And these folks, you know, deal with government quite a bit. They're in government, so they work with state and federal.
Exactly.
So quite concerned.
What is that based upon exactly? Now, is it part of your mission to take something away from that? Or who ends up interpreting? Is it the WAGs on the op-ed page or elected officials? How do you get response to that finding?
Our goal is to get these data. We ask a wide variety of policy issues, including these questions about trust in government. And the goal of this survey program, the Michigan Public Policy Survey, is to help inform policy discussions and debates all over all stakeholders. So we send these data back to state policymakers, back to all of our respondents in local governments across the state, work with the media, such as here on WKAR, to just try to inform debates, let people know exactly what their local government leaders think and feel about issues like this.
Charlie Ballard, the history of the State of the State survey also suggests a general distrust of government at all levels that really goes back some time. Give us some historical perspective.
Yeah, the State of the State survey was established in 1994, and 95 was the first year when we asked these questions about trust in government. And we've asked them almost every year since then. So we've got almost 20 years of data. For the trust in local government, the results have been pretty constant. There's a very, very slight downward trend, but it's pretty much quite similar now to what we had 10, 15, 20 years ago. But for state and federal, there is a very noticeable downward trend. For state especially. State, we used to have more people giving the thumbs up, the nearly always or most of the time, than the seldom or never. In other words, there used to be a positive feeling of trust toward the state government on net. Now that has reversed, and the reversal, the two kind of switched places back in 06, 07, 08.
What's in play there?
I think a big part of that, if you remember what was going on, those were years when there was a divided government in the state. You had a Democratic governor but a Republican-controlled legislature, and they couldn't get anything done. Remember the government shutdowns on a couple of occasions.
Sure.
I think that eroded the public trust. But then now we have unified government with Republican control of both sides, and it hasn't turned the numbers around. The state government still has much worse approval in terms of trust than it had 10 or 15 years ago. And then for the federal government, there was a big, big upsurge in trust right after 9/11. And that actually carried over to lots of things. George W. Bush had very, very high ratings for a while, but then that has eroded very, very substantially. And so the numbers for the federal government have really plummeted in the last 10 years.
I find that so interesting in a way. There appears to be this tendency to come to the government's defense in the wake of a catastrophe. And in the case of 9/11, on further reflection, the government might have been found to at least be somewhat culpable for the catastrophe, really, in a way, in terms of security or airport safety or that kind of thing. Is there there's a psychological dimension that seems to be in play here that leads people to circle the wagons,
yes,
so to speak, after a catastrophe?
Yeah, I think most people were willing to give the benefit of the doubt in terms of it's unfortunate that the tragedy happened and that it got past our security apparatus, but then the real emotional response was this feeling that we did a good job in responding.
Okay.
That the government responded quickly and did its best to clean up after the problem.
Charlie, what do you take away from Tom Ivacco's findings involving local officials? Minimal trust in federal government. Any comment on that?
Well, at least a part of that probably is partisanship. The local officials are much more likely to be Republican than the general public in our sample. After all, when you think about the folks in Tom's sample, a lot of them are township supervisors in rural areas, and so that's half of their survey is Republican, whereas only 21% of ours identify themselves as Republican. And so part of that is, you know, the federal government is currently headed by a Democrat. So I think that's at least a part of it. But I think there's probably more to it than that. I think there's local government officials have a deep distrust of federal government, partly because they perceive the federal government as having meddlesome regulations but not funding those mandates. That's a part of it.
Tom Ivanko, tell us a little more about your yearly routine. Charlie's in charge of four surveys a year. What's a typical survey year like for you at U of M?
We do two surveys per year, one in the spring and one in the fall. We've been doing this since 2009, so it's still relatively new on our end compared to the state of the state survey. Our spring survey every year is focused primarily on fiscal health issues, basic budget policy and operations. And so we're kind of building up a longitudinal tracking database on how local governments are responding to the fiscal crisis. The fall survey each year changes topic. So we've looked at questions of intergovernmental cooperation, sustainability and kind of green policies, use of data in government decision-making. So the fall surveys change topic each year. The spring survey is kind of long-term tracking of fiscal health.
And what did you find last time around? When did you last release new data?
Well,
what you're hearing today.
Yes, today.
Okay.
Data we're releasing today are the first data from our spring survey, which just ended in June of last month.
Tell us more about what you found.
Well, extreme distrust, I would say, of the federal government in Washington. At the same time, in regards to the state government in Lansing, what we found is 19% of Michigan's local government leaders say they trust the state government nearly always or most of the time, while 28% say seldom or almost never. So trust at the local level towards the state is kind of underwater as well. And it's fairly equivalent to the citizens' views on state government. But as Charlie pointed out, our survey is much more Republican, local leaders, compared to citizens.
How is that? 50% Republican?
That's right, yes. And that's because, so our sample is of the local governments. There are 1,856. 1,200 of those, 1,241, are townships. And most of those townships are relatively small out-of-state, and they tend to be more Republican than the large urban areas in the state. Now, at the same time, I think one thing that we've kind of found over time in doing these surveys is on many issues, kind of less of a partisan basis in local government than there is at the state level or the federal level. But it still certainly shows up in some of these findings, including these questions about trust in higher levels of government.
How closely do you guys watch national survey results? You're both in the survey business. I mean, how closely, Charlie, do you watch those?
Oh, sure. When a new national survey comes out, whether it's the Wall Street Journal, NBC News poll, or one of the many others, Gallup, the Pew Research outfit, I'm very interested in those because it's always interesting to see whether what we find for Michigan is similar to for the nation as a whole, and often it is.
Do you ever encounter contradictory data, Tom Ivanko?
Well, we find some surprising findings that we didn't expect to find. So, for instance, on one of our previous surveys, we asked questions of local leaders about their views on the state's emergency manager law. And we kind of expected partisanship, whether the leader was Republican or Democrat, to be one of the most important factors in whether they support or oppose that law.
Okay.
And it turns out there was some role of partisanship, but much more than that was the issue of whether local governments were in fiscal distress. And in local governments that in Michigan that are under severe fiscal stress, local leaders were much more supportive of the emergency manager law than in places that are not under fiscal stress. And that crosses party lines. So Democratic local leaders in Michigan in cities that are in pretty bad shape are much more supportive of this emergency manager law.
Interesting. Tom Ivanko is the director of the University of Michigan Michigan Public Policy Survey. He's been joined by Dr. Charles Ballard, director of the State of the State Survey, and he operates out of Michigan State University. Great to have both of you on the show.
Thank you.
Thanks very much, Mark.